I would like right now to, I just have a memory which is of 6 or 7 years ago. I happened to rock up in a pub and there was this, Rob Hopkins and Naresh were there and two other people, I can't remember who on earth they were. And it was the beginning of Transition Town Totnes, but I didn't had no idea about it at the time. And that was only 6 or 7 years ago. So I'd just like to invite for our final reflections three people who do an enormous amount of work for transition and do it often alongside of all sorts of other work and work dedicatedly to both listen to what you want and to stick their necks out and take a risk. So that's Sophie Banks, Rob Hopkins and Peter Lippman, and they'll just each come and say a word.
Thank you. Thank you. So I just want to reflect a little bit on my journey and with this conference and something about what I kind of see emerging, I guess. So part of my journey has been to have my life taken over by transition, to give myself to it in a very enthusiastic way, to get very, very, very tired, and then to need to step back. And it's been this conference over the years has been one of the things that I've stepped back from. And I just want to reflect on that process of stepping back and inviting others, first Joe and this year Ruth and Chrissy have joined in, something about how the team has expanded, how we've learned to work together, how we can welcome new people in, how stepping back makes room for others, and seeing what we've been able to do in this weekend. I'm remembering being in BACS 3 years ago and the totally chaotic making process that we did at the beginning of that conference. You know, that was exciting and energized, but nowhere near as professional and big as what we've managed to do today. So something about that kind of process that's such a learning for me about stepping back and making space. And the other piece that is really with me from this conference, I went to Shane's workshop about sleeping giants and reflecting back on the journey of these conferences and some of the big group processes that we've done with groups of 200 and 300 people. There's been something, I remember in Seal Hain, we did that process where we imagined a year, 5 and 10 years into the future, and we were seeing that mix of hope and fear, of breakdown and new seeds, you know, and it was reflected so widely through the 300 people that were working in small groups, just expressing what they felt about what was coming, and that sense of these kind of I don't know what they are, these creatures, these things taking form, and that both the cracks in the system, the challenges, the things that are really difficult are so much more present. Even if they're not being named in our media yet, we really know that they're there. Some people are living it in their countries. That's a day-to-day reality. You know, it's affecting many of us in the UK, but that's something about both the challenges are really taking form. They're tangible. We can see them in the world and feel their presence. And also, there's something about the form, you know, the dream becoming form of all the new enterprises, the new ideas, the new projects, the new ways of collaborating, and how those two things are kind of emerging from the dream into reality alongside each other. And there's something, how quickly we could create that, how much we've learned about working together. So that's kind of my image that I'm taking back from this conference of dreams becoming form in our time. Thank you.
It's interesting when Jo said about that time meeting in the pub with me and Naresh and saying that she didn't realise it was the beginning of transition. I don't think any of us realised it was the beginning of transition then. And actually, if someone had come into that pub 6 years ago and said, oh, do you know, in 6 years' time you're going to be in, there's going to be all these people from all over. I mean, we wouldn't have believed a word of it, I'm sure. And people sometimes come and they say, so did you plan this? You know, and it's been the most extraordinary sort of privilege to sort of stand and see this sort of things snowball, grow and grow and grow. It's really extraordinary. And somebody mentioned the team who've put this on, and it's an extraordinary. Some of you may have seen in the mornings as you've come in us in the cafe just around the corner. I've seen some of you kind of walk past and go. As we're all kind of there, sort of having the meetings that have underpinned this event, and it's and it's such an extraordinary team, and it's something where that first conference that I mentioned in the opening, the first one that we had in Stroud, you know, the level of what went into that was so sort of emerging at that stage, and in terms of what gets put on now. And to be able to support this experience, which has run so smoothly and been such a celebratory occasion, is just an extraordinary team of people to be around. And I'm deeply grateful to them, and it's such an honour to work with them. And it's also so extraordinary being in that team and then kind of coming and then sort of seeing what happens. I think that's the sort of taking the cake out of the oven moment, is actually seeing the quality of the experience and hearing the feedback today. It's just wonderful. I think some of my highlights over the last couple of days. I loved the beans. I'm going to take those home. Has everyone got some beans? I've got a bag full of beans. They might be horrible, but I think they're going to be. It's very interesting, the whole thing of English. Just the fact that somebody bought all those grains, all those beans for us to take away. I loved the fact last night when the band stopped playing that everyone was like, "Band, we don't need a band." And everyone just kind of carried on dancing anyway without any music. It was fantastic. And the lady from back said, "Oh, they can play for another 5 minutes." And so I said to the band, "You can play for another 5 minutes." And they said, "We haven't got any songs left. That's all our songs." But you don't need songs. You could just make your own entertainment. It's fantastic. I think the workshops was just an embarrassment of riches. And it's always so sort of that difficult decision about where to put your time in terms of the workshops. And thank you so much to all of those of you who hosted those workshops and who brought your expertise and your insights from where you are. We really, really appreciate that. Thank you for that. To be at a conference where a new newspaper is launched isn't something that happens every day. And that's going to be so exciting to see where that goes. And I think, you know, I spoke at the beginning about the moments when the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. The moment when the high street was officially opened today and the two people ran down and our friend with his key and everything, that was a very powerful moment for me on some level. That whole exercise was extraordinary, but that was an extremely tingly moment. And also to be at BAC again, it's so lovely to be here in a place that's been so welcoming. The BAC team here have been absolutely wonderful. David from BAC has been very around and very involved, and we've felt so at home here. It's really fantastic, and hope that the sort of renewal of transition input into the place will also continue to have that kind of an impact. And every year, it's always a tension about whether we do these conferences as residential. Never mind the decision about where we do them, the decision about whether they're residential or whether people go home. You know, and there's a quality to how it is here when people stay in places, and there's another quality to it where everyone can stay up drinking and dancing and leaping about till 3 or 4 in the morning. That's why we kind of tried to alternate these things. I think the key themes for me have been around the whole international thing. Every conference we have, there's always areas where it feels like there's a big push forward in certain areas, and the sort of the thinking around the international element of it is really, really exciting. The whole area about re-economy has been absolutely fascinating, and having more young people, that whole energy has been fantastic. And it was really interesting in the discussion that we had about with Filippo and Juan about austerity and so on, and there was the question we asked was, should we be talking about the gift economy, or should we be talking about re-economy? And there was, well, it should be more like this, should be more like that. And there was a sense that, well, it's kind of quite a difficult decision one way or the other. And then Davey said, well, in Clock Jordan we have a farm and we do it like this. and we do it like this, and it's a bit of gift economy, and it's a bit of re-economy, and it's great. And it just all of a sudden went from being a sort of, this is a difficult, abstract, intellectual puzzle. I think we'll have to debate this on transition culture for months and have a tweeting referendum or something. You know, all of a sudden it was like, well, you just do a bit of this and a bit of that, isn't it? It's, you know, sort of eminently sort of sensible, practical stuff is just what I love about these things. So the theme of this has been about building resilience in extraordinary times, and it's certainly, I felt like this has really built my own resilience, and my sense has really been, for those of you here, that your own, you go home feeling much more resilient maybe than you came. And again, that's wonderful to have seen. But these are tough times, and these are dangerous times, and these are extraordinary times. And actually, I think as we go out from here, we go out in a spirit of service, and then we have a window of opportunity where we can really change the story. And as I said at the beginning, it's the stories coming through from this that we take away that are so powerful. A moment that really struck me, which none of you will have seen at the time, apart from Juan, was Juan and myself did a presentation by Skype to a TEDx that was happening in Madrid on Saturday lunchtime. And there was about 2,000 people, I think, in a huge warehouse in Madrid. And we were introduced to talk about transition. And then one of the questions I got, it was a mad moment, she said, well, why do people do transition? And I said, because it's fun. And I thought, well, that's just a little throwaway kind of opening comment before I get into talk. And they clapped for about 2 minutes. I thought, how absolutely fascinating that people and it wasn't like a transition event. This was TED, you know. They were there from all kinds of different backgrounds, but they were like, yes, there's something there. There's something which is like, you know, I can't remember. There's that William Blake poem about the ice floes beginning to break and beginning to move. You know, and that felt like one of those moments, like Peter said about the Desmond Tutu letter on Friday. But I think for me over this weekend, you know, you've proved that this movement is extraordinary and that yourselves are extraordinary and deeply extraordinary. And I suppose just my closing thought is really about, you know, yesterday we created a poem about a compost toilet. And, you know, I could sort of use sort of analogies about, you know, taking the... Oh, okay. Oh well, we'll type it up and email it all to you. We don't have time to read it, do we? No. Do we not? It's quite a long poem. I'll tell you what. You can come and have a look at it here. We're very tight on time. But, you know, normally after these things, one would talk about taking the energy out from this conference. And I was thinking actually more in terms of a liquid fertilizer, actually. Like maybe like a sort of a good comfrey liquor, you know, as like a when you put stinging nettles and they break down in water and you have this fantastic, very concentrated plant feed. It feels like that's what we've had. And actually it's very, very strong. If you take that out and just splash it all over your plants, they probably won't really thank you for it. So actually what you take away from here needs to be diluted into the wider kind of body of your transition initiative so that it reaches its maximum fertility for the plants of your community. So when you get home and you pick up the watering can of your transition initiative to sprinkle the fertility that you bring back from this conference, I wish you all the very best and thank you so much for coming. And we look forward to seeing the great veg that will bloom from the fertilizer you take home from today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've got some thank yous from the whole team first, and then a very personal individual one. Firstly, to the team, in particular Ruth and Chrissy, who've come in new and given their heart and soul to building something, and to Sim and Kristen, who you mainly see sitting out on the front desk, who give an immense amount in heart and soul and then don't get to go to anything at all. And then there's all the other people in the background. Well, there's back, of course, not in the background, in the back foreground. There's the social reporters who've done a fantastic job. There's the people who've travelled so far. There are the photographers, including in particular Mike Grenville, who already has all the web photographs up on his website, the website. There's the other people doing kind of audio recording to make it more available. There's the people who donated materials, and I particularly wanted to thank Martin from Asda, which of course is part of Walmart, because Martin gave us a lot of cardboard. So that's, I'm not thanking Asda, I'm thanking Martin. And our anonymous Blackboard sponsor, who enabled today so beautifully and anonymously. And then I wanted to move on to my kind of more personal thank you, which is to do with what we're facing when we go out of here in the world, really. And Sophie and Rob have both talked about that a bit. And I kind of start from the fact that we created what's out there. And so we may not be able to answer it in a kind of perfect solution sense, but we certainly can create something that starts to respond to it appropriately. And yet it feels so enormous. And so if there is an enormous world-scale problem, an answer which looks more and more like a worldwide network of individual and community responses feels more and more to me like an answer which is proportionate, which is meaningful. And then that's what gives me the joy in my life to go alongside the ever more present grief about what's out there. And I don't expect to have a life that's just joy without grief, but I do need things to keep those two things in proportion. And so I suppose my thank you then is to all of you and to all of the people who aren't here for being with me, with us, on that shared journey to creating an answer that starts, a response that starts to deal with those things that give us all such grief. So in that spirit, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to wish you a joyous, if tough and difficult, journey together onwards. Thank you.